sostenida sunt tortici. Cina az demek ama nur hakiki ne magir al raka di sabedi tilehne ne kadim khasul alam ata khasul nabus ne magir tilehne ne magir nabsih khasul sabedi shuda tilehne ne magir nabsih. We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator. وننتظر قيام الأموات وحياة الدهر الآتي آمين يا حمل الله حامل خطية العالم ارحمنا واغفر لنا خطايانا الكثيرة آمين
South, heaven, earth, are for your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God the Father, Pentecostal, Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we are now helper in our hearts through tribulation by you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, and transgressions, those who are committed willingly, those who are committed unwillingly, those who are committed knowingly, those who are committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest, Lord, forgive us, forsake your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, Lord, not according to our sins. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
save us. O Lord, straighten our ways. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia.
Oh, yeah. Onutin od efez maron enje efnot evyon pi pantokrato.
Amen.
Efez maron enje pef moneganis en shiri isos pe Christos pen chois. Efez maro unt enje pievne maeso em parakli to.
Amen. Es betzer agios, es eos agios, enem nev magion, amen. Ευλογητός Κύριος ο Θεός εστός αιώνας. Αμήν. Νιέθνος τύρος μου έψος, μωρό εσ μου ερώφεν γενίλε ως τύρο, για πεφνάει τα γροερή εγών, ότι με φμήν τύψος, σοψάινε. Αμήν. Αλληλούια.
Ξεπετρή και ιό και άγιο πνευματί και νυν και αΐν και εστός αιώνας των αιώνων. Αμήν. Αλληλούια.
Σλήν.
Επί προσευχέ σας είτε.
Εσ μου ερήνε πάγα.
Και το πνεύμα της
ως. Μαρήν και πέμωτεν πέραν και τρέμπος των τρίων πιστών σε Χριστός. Γιώζειν εγώνα βερβόιν σε νένο φαρέραμ σώπτεν εν ραφτιά σου εραν αυτήτων. Αυτεν τσάρατον ούσαι εν σόφων. Μαρήν τροχοπός εν τεφ αρ εραν χεν πασόφαιν εμν οτήρων τε επόν. Χεν ειρήν εν γιβέν επί παντο καρατώ. Ωρε πρόεις επένωτη.
Προσευεξάστε.
Κύριε λέησον.
Ευνίδε πρόεις ευνώτη. Πι πάντο κράτορ. Ευγιώτεν πεν πρόεις ο επένωτη. Ο πιεν σωτήρ ίσο. Ω, σπι εχαρέστον, σουί, thank you. For every condition, concerning every condition, and every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good in our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord have mercy.
Treat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rhyme of enemies hidden. take them away from us and from all your people and from this holy table and from this holy church that is yours. But those which are good and profitable do provide for us. For did you who given the authority to tread and serpents and scorpions and upon the power of the enemy. May your servant and minister of this day, the Higumene, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, all the people, myself, be absolved from the mouth of the old Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the Holder of God, the Evangelist, the Mark, St. Mark, the Apostle and Martyr, the Patriarch and Severus, our Church of Discord, and Shansi Apostolic, St. Peter, the Martyr, High Priest, St. Jean Chrysostom, St. Cyril, St. Peter, and Gregorian, from the mouth of the 300. And Athena, Sibylline, and Nicaea, the 158, Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus, from the mouth of our Honored Father, the High Priest, Baba Amba Tawadruz II, and his partner, our Father, the Bishop Ambabul, from the mouth of my objective self, and the least for blessed and full of glory, the holy name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and all times, and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
So, tis amin keto ebne. Oh,
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God, A reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to his disciple Timothy. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with the godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions. Unless wrangling of men of corrupt minds and dispute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a mean of gain, from such withdraw yourself. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrow. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the Epistle of our teacher, St. James. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in the word, he is a perfect man, but also to brittle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouth that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how a great forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Do not love the world, nor things pertain to the world. The world passes away into lust, but he who does the will of God remains forever. Amen.
Reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may the blessings be with us all. Amen. When Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews was with one accord rose up against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." And when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or wicked crimes, O Jews, there would be a reason why I should bear with you. But if it is a question of words and names and your own law, look to it yourselves, for I do not want to be a judge of such matters." And he drove them from the judgment seat. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. But Gallio took no notice of these things. And so Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed for Syria. And Priscilla and Aquila were with him. He had his hair cut off at Cenchrea, for he had taken a vow. And he had came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay a longer time with them, he did not consent, but took leave of them, saying, "I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, God willing." And he sailed from Ephesus. And when he had landed in Caesarea, and gone up and greeted the church, he went down to Antioch. And he had spent some time there. He departed and went over to the region of Galatia and Phrygia, in order strengthening all the disciples. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Today is the 19th day of blessed month of Abib. May God in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility of all our sins. And in equity are forgiven, through the mercies of our Lord, of my fathers, my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 19 of the martyrs, the great Saba Abba Bidaba, Bishop of Kuft, and his companions, the priest Andrew, his cousin, and Saint Chrysostolos, were martyred. This holy father was born in the city of Armenta to Christian parents. His mother's sister had also a son, called him Andrew. Both children were raised in a true Christian upbringing. Andrew and his cousin Bidaba liked each other since their youth. They eagerly studied together the holy books. When they grew up, they decided to forego the world, to forgo the world. They went to the eastern mount to an ascetic father called Abba Isaac in Qasr-e-Sayyid Mount. There they secluded themselves to a life of worship and contemplation. Saint Isaac prophesied for Abba Bidaba that he would be a shepherd for the flock of Christ and would receive the crown of the martyrdom, and Andrew also would receive the crown along with him. The two saints made their living by
transcribing the church books, selling them, and distributed the rest among the poor. The bishop of Kefta, Ambatadros, heard of them, and he ordained Bedaba a priest and ordained Andrew a deacon, and dwelt with him. After the departure of Ambatadros, the people unanimously agreed to nominate the priest Bedaba to be their bishop. Pope Peter, the seal of the martyrs, consecrated him a bishop of Forkaft. When he arrived, the people of the parish went out to receive him with great joy. When he sat on his episcopal throne, he continued to live an ascetic life. God honored the saint by granting him the gift of performing miracles. He ordained the deacon Andrew, his cousin, a priest. When Diocletian incited the persecution, Arianus, the governor of Ancyna, came to Isna. Saint Bedaba went to him and confessed the Lord Christ before him along with the priest Andrew and Saint Christodoulos. When the governor knew their identity, tried to befriend them with many promises. When he felt ordered to throw them in prison, where the Lord Christ appeared and comforted them. The next morning, the governor ordered to bring them out of prison and behead them. Thus they received the crown of martyrdom, the blessing of the praise be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 19 of the martyrs, woe the brutal massacre at the city of Isna. When Arianus, governor of Ancyna, came to Isna, learned that the people of the city, young and old, gathered and went to the gate of the city where they prayed the Thanksgiving prayer, then went up Agathon Mount to celebrate the feast of Abba Isaac the Anchorite. Abba Ammonius, bishop of Isna, was in his cell on the mount. He received and exhorted them to be steadfast in the faith and pointed out to them the heavenly glories and the luminous crowns prepared for the martyrs and saints. They spent all the night in prayers and praises, and in the morning Abba Ammonius celebrated the divine liturgy and the people partook of the holy mysteries. After the liturgy, the governor arrived, and they all shouted, saying, "We are Christians, believe in our Lord Jesus Christ." The governor ordered his soldiers to slay them with a sword and the spears. They completed their martyrdom and received the heavenly crowns. A monastery was built after their names, called the Monastery of the Martyrs, in the place of their martyrdom, which still exists till now. The blessing of their prayer be with us all, amen. This day also marks the martyrdom of the Honorable Saint Pantaleon, the physician. This saint was born in the city of Tamadan to a pagan father whose name was Astuchios, and to a Christian mother whose name was Onala. They taught him the profession of medicine. A priest lived nearby their house, and every time Pantaleon passed by him, and the priest saw his stature, intelligence, knowledge, and wisdom, he was sorrowful for him, for being away from God. The priest entreated God in his prayers to guide Pantaleon to the way of salvation. Having repeated his petition to God for his sake, the Lord told him in a vision that he would believe at his hands. The priest rejoiced and started to speak to him whenever he passed by him until a friendship grew between them. The priest started to explain to him the corruption of idol worshipping, the and the nobility of the faith of the Lord Christ and the noble life of its followers. He told him also that those who believe in Christ, signs and wonders were performed by their hands. When Pantaleon, the physician, heard that, he rejoiced and desired to perform these signs to perfect his medical profession. One day he was passing through the marketplace and he saw a man whom a serpent had bitten, lying on the ground, and the serpent was standing up before him. He said to himself, "I will put to test the words of my teacher, the priest, who told me, 'If you believe in the Lord Christ, you shall work signs and miracles in his name.'" He drew near that man and prayed a long prayer asking the Lord Christ to manifest his power in healing that man and in killing that serpent, lest it harm someone else. When he finished his prayer, the man rose up alive and the serpent fell down dead. His faith increased and went to the priest who baptized him, and he went on practicing medicine. One day, a blind man came to Pantelimon to treat him, but his father sent him away. The saint asked him, "Who was asking for me?" His father replied, "It was a blind man that you have no cure for him." The saint told him, "You shall see the glory of God." He called the blind man back and asked him, "If you can see, will you believe in the God who shall heal your eyes?" The man said, "Yes, I will believe." The saint prayed a long and profound prayer, and then he laid his hand upon the eyes of the blind man and said, "In the name of the Lord Christ, receive your sight." Immediately he received his sight and believed in the Lord Christ. When his father saw that, he also believed. The saint brought them to the priest who baptized them. When his father departed, he set his slaves free and gave all his money to the poor. He treated the sick freely and asked them to believe in Christ. The other physicians were jealous of him, and they laid accusation against him. The priest and many others who had believed at his hands before the emperor, he brought and threatened to torture them if they did not deny the Lord Christ. When they did not yield to his threats, he tortured them severely, then beheaded them. The emperor wanted to exaggerate in torturing Saint Pantelimon by casting him to the lions, which did not harm him. However, the Lord strengthened and held him. Finally, the emperor ordered to behead him. Thus he received the crown of the martyrdom, the blessing of his prebusas Olaman. On this day also of the year 1085 of the martyrs Pope Ioannis the 10th, 85th Patriarch of Alexandria departed. This holy father was a Syrian nationality from Damascus, Syria. He was a knowledgeable and godly man. After the departure of Pope Mark, the bishops and lay leaders unanimously agreed to choose the monk John the Syrian for the Patriarchate. He was consecrated on the 12th day of Bashuns, year 1079 of the martyrs. This pope consecrated the holy Mairun along with 20 bishops in the year 1369 AD in the monastery of St. Macarius. During his papacy, a severe famine befell in the land lasted 3 years, during which the pope strengthened and consoled his people. After he had been on the apostolic throne for 6 years, 2 months, and 8 days, departed in peace, he was buried in Deir al-Habash in Old Cairo beside St. Simon the Tanner. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. Dimas eleison imes agios o Theos agios echeros agios athanatos anastas ekton nekron ke anelton Christos oronos eleison imes doxen vetrike eo ke agios Chicken in case. Ashlin.
Ebipos of Kesos.
Is Moeren Eposi. O mas, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the own holy apostles, many proper righteous men have desired to see which you see and unseen them, and to hear which you have not heard them. But as for I, for they see and you, for they hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayer of your sins.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our much forbidden us to remember and supplications and prayers which are far upon to Lord our God's have already fallen asleep on them who are sick. Heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. And the apostles, when they had returned, told them all that they had done. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. But when the multitudes knew it, they followed him. And he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. When the day began to wear away, the 12 came and said to him, send the multitude away that they may go into the surrounding towns and country and lodge and get provisions, for we are in a deserted place here. But he said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all these people. For there were about 5,000 men. Then he said to his disciples, make them sit down in groups of 50. And they did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude. So they all ate and were filled, and 12 baskets of the leftover fragments were taken up by them.
One God, amen. Today, as we read today, the Gospel from St. Luke, so we read today the Gospel from St. Luke, and we read already the miracle of the feeding the multitude. And we will see today that we will talk about the God of the little. He took in his hands a little. I'll put only on the screen. So we will talk today about the Lord of the little. He took in his hands a few something, five loaves and two fishes only, and he gave the blessing and gave to everyone, and he fed already thousands. Thousands of thousands. That's why when we go to this passage, we will see that who did this miracle? Who is Jesus? Who fed all the people? So when we think that, the main character, the main person in this miracle is only Jesus Christ. So when we talk about the God of the little, we will talk about the Lord of the little fears. What happened? The men were afraid. They spent all the day together, and they spent all, and Jesus Christ, who was giving and preaching, and he was teaching all the people. And in the evening, the disciples came to Christ and said, like, it's too long. We have to interrupt your preaching, your teaching, and we have to talk about something very important. So they came with fears. We are very tired, and the people, for sure, thousands of people are very tired, so we are fear that we fall down. We have nothing. We have no food. We have nothing. So they came to Jesus Christ, and they said, Lord, we have preached long enough, dismiss the service, and let these people go find some food. A little fears they have inside their heart. They have fear from not find food. They have fear to fall down. They have fear that the people also too can't find any food to eat. They said, we have to express our fears. And I will ask you some questions. They are not alone who had this fear. We also have this fear. I will ask some questions to you and to myself. Do you look ever a situation you face in your life and become afraid and full of doubt? Do you look, for example, a loss of a family and wonder if they will ever be saved? Do you ever look to a physical need and wonder if it will be all right or if it will lead to something worse? Are we afraid to open a mailbox, for example, to find a billing and we want or a bill and we wanted to pay this one? Or I don't want to receive a call because they will call me because we have to pay this bill. Or I have to ever scan my days in my life, I feel like it's too long and I have a lot of pressure in my life and I want to end my life now. Why am what I'm doing here? Or I'm looking to a condition, for example, in the world like we have now in a pandemic, and it's so stressful and we have a fear that what we will do later on, what we will do and what our kids do. All these fears we have, we can see little fears. And the disciples came to Christ and said, we have fear, we can't do anything. And as the same as the disciples did, I will go to Christ and said, I am have fear. And he is the Lord of the little fears. This has happened exactly with the disciple. It looks like for them, it looks like impossible. As if they are saying like that, Lord, this problem is greater than you are. We don't think you can handle it. You had a better send these fox away or we are all going to be in trouble. This is exactly what we're doing. We have a doubt, we have fears inside our heart and we want to God and we go to God. And instead of saying, this is my fears and take it from me, I'm saying to him, this problem is greater than you. There is no option and there is no solution. And instead to say to Lord, I believe in you, I know this is a big problem to me, but it's nothing to you. What in Philippians, St. Paul read in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. He is taking care of me for in every single thing. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Why I have to be anxious? Anxious from not, from what? If you look to the Bible and the history, and we will see. If God who create all the creation, the universe, he can meet my need? A question. Who create all the universe? Who can take care of me? If he can keep Sidrach, Meshach, and Abednego through the fiery furnace, and he saved them from the fire, inside the fire, he can protect me and he can remove all my doubts and fears. Who secured Daniel in the lion's den and he closed the mouth of the lions? He can take care of me. Who fed 3 million Jews in the desert for 40 years? He gave them the food. 40 years they lost in the desert of Sinai and he fed them. He can take care of me. Who defeated the sin and came to the cross to save me on the cross? He can save me. Yes. Who give me the forgiveness and forgive me and forgive all my sins? He can, taking care of me. So the first Lord of little, it was the little of fears. And the second point, the little of faith. When Jesus hears the fears of men, of the disciples, so he says, well, you men feed them. It's like an order. We have fears. how you order them to find food for all these thousands of people. It's so like stressful for us to do that. How to do that? So Jesus Christ was looking to them and he was waiting an answer. And he knows also there is a little faith still. We are the disciples. We have a little fears and we have a little faith also too. We have a little doubt in our life because we can't believe that he can take care of us 100%, and also the same, we have the same little faith. So he says, like this is what happened with Philip. In St. John, it was very clear that Philip, who came to Christ and said that 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. So he can't buy now the faith, going back to the reality. How much I have in money in my pocket to pay for these people, to buy food for these people. Here there is no faith. I don't know if Jesus Christ, he was looking really to their eyes to remind them with something very important. You can't believe me? Okay. Can I remind you? As if he's trying to like look to their eyes. Can I remind you with something? I turned the water to the wine. I healed the lepers. I take out all the demons from the people. I calmed the storm and saved you. I did all of that and you couldn't remember that. Still, there is no faith. You have a little faith. He tries to remind them with all of that, that they couldn't. As if God, Jesus Christ has come to me, when I have a little faith, I can't believe that you can't do that. I have a doubt. I have no faith. And he tried to remind me, you remember what I did with you the last years before. You remember when I did that and did that and did that. Is God asleep and he left me? No. He's still working. He's still working with us. That's why they said we can't and we don't believe that you can either. This is like the disciple said. Let's consider the following truth from Matthew 17:20. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. And one of our saints, Simon, he moved the mountain by his prayer, the mountain of Mu'attal. It's a proof that if we have faith, we can do anything. Mark chapter 9, verse 23-24, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I have to believe in him. In James chapter 1, he said, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea. If I'm doubt, is like a wave. If I have no faith in my heart, I can't like count on my Lord. So it's been like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. When I pray, when I come to the church, when I go to my room, and I raise my hand, I'm not talking to someone who is not present or is not listening. He is listening and he is present and he is acting as my father. He is my father and he proved himself many times. But the problem that I am blind sometimes to not seeing what he is doing with me. The little faith, if we go to all the Old Testament and the New Testament, we will see how God was working with all the people. Gideon, he has 300 only people to go to in his army. He has to fight against more than 100,000 people. In reality, we can't. He couldn't do that, but he defeated them. I remember, I told you this story before, but I will repeat it again. I went in Egypt, I was serving, so I went to visit someone, and the father of the house, I was serving a kid. So he came to me and said, okay, can you come inside? I wanted to ask you a question. So he said, like, okay. I said, sure. What's your question? So I was in the University of Engineering. So he said, like, you can count, you can do a problem, a calculation. Like I told him, يعني على أدي. Said, okay. I have my salary 500 Egyptian pounds, and I have all my what I did. Like I spend like all my costs and everything in during the month. More than 750 Egyptian pound. Can you count all of that? Like, can you do like addition of all this what I did? What I spent the money? I told him I did it like it was 750 Egyptian pounds. So I told him, maybe you are wrong. You add something wrong. He told me, no, every day I write what I spend money. Every day I write. I wrote everything in my life. This is my personality. So tell me how, if I receive 500, how I spend 750. So I took the paper and I tied, I gave it to him. I told him, this is the blessing. We can't count this. We can't do a solution for this. This is the blessing. He is a Lord of a little. But only I have to find the faith in my heart. And the last point is the Lord of the little food. 5 loaves and 2 fishes, what they can do? Nothing. Thousands of people, thousands. Thousands and thousands, like they count them around, like some books said, they are more than 15 to 20,000 people on the mountain listening to Jesus Christ. How they can feed all of these people? It's written, if you go to the gospel, it's written like that, he took and broke and gave. When I open the gospel, the Bible in Greek language, it was, he kept breaking. He is continues to break. He is continued to bless. He continues to give. And some of the father said, it's written like that because he is not stopping to give the disciples and he will not stop to give me. So that's why in Greek language is different. The meaning of the words are different. He's still giving. He's still breaking and still bless everyone. Our Lord is more than enough. We will give him the little things that we have. Maybe I have a small talent. Maybe I have nothing to give to him, small things he gave to me, small money. Small whatever. Give him the small, don't give him a big one. And he will bless the small to be big. That's why when he gave the question, he asked the question, how are we going to handle this? There is four answers. One, let's get rid of problem. Another one, let's raise the money. The other one, we have a little, but it's never will be enough. And the fourth answer, let Jesus have it. This is exactly when I go to my house or my home and I have a little things, whatever, what is a little? And I have to answer. I have to raise money. I have to do that. I have to do that. I have to do this. Or I have to give it to God, Jesus Christ, and that's it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he said, St. Paul, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put the shame, to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the bad things of the world and the things which are despised that God has chosen and the things which are not to bring not nothing, the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Bring him the little faith. Bring him the little testimony. Bring him a little praise. Bring him a small things and he will bless everything. You know, you wanted to know what how he used the little things? He used the cry of the baby to bring the peace to Abraham. He used the little stick in the hand of Moses, a little stick, to open the Red Sea. He used a little boy named David. And he used a small stone. And he defeated Goliath. He used a little piece of bread named manna to feed the people for 40 years. And he used a little widow and a little meal and a little oil to take care of a man of God, Elijah. And he used a little girl named Mary to come from her and to save all the world. And God of the university, he used the small and a little wood named cross to save the people. He used everything small. And he used also the 12 disciples. They are not philosophers, and they are not well educated, but he used them too to preach over the world. Let's listen to St. Paul when he said in the Second Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. This is a little things that I have to give to him. Give him myself at a little, and he will use all of that. He is the Lord of the little. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Cerebres vevinere egon oten choisen efterente te otokos Mareias mavem pensoti Tefkanen novi non evolge Fes var oten geviot nem Ipshirin embeb nem maes owe Tietere ias et gikevo Ten ostem osten ti o We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one instance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered his burial, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures.
ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge living and dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Son, glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with a heavenly peace by windows of angels. Glorify you, saying, Glory to God. In the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intent. And make our word your master to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us, offer in order. Stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. A mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The Lord be with you.
Spirit.
Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Aksiyun kazika o. Axion kezinkon elin sozar hen omet mi axion kezinkon. O you who are master, Lord God of truth, being before dangers arraigning forever, who dwelled in the heights and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, archangels, the principal, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
Anta huwa allazi yaqif hawluka sharubim al-mumtali'una ayunan وَالسِّرَافِيمِ ذُو الستات الأجنحة يسبحون دائما بغير سكوت قائلين
إبروسكومن
الشيروبيم يسجدون لك والسرافيم يمجدونك صارخين قائلين قدوس 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 رب السماوات
السماء والأرض مملوءتان
من مجدك الأقدس. Commandment by the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life and were exiled
from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have all of us, real holy prophets, and in the last day you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Salvation, he granted unto birth from on high throat water and spirit. He made unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself for our salvation unto death. O children over us, we whereby were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يظهر فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد كنحو أعمالي
كرحمتك يا رب وليس كخطايا
Nani echari empainesti emestere ion
enteti metestes vis efse schara pifi evamo champi on fempi cosmos
beste
He took the bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed, and the life again.
We believe that this is true. Amen.
He looked our heaven to you, God, who are his Father and Master of everyone. And he gave thanks. He blessed
Amen.
And he sanctified
Amen.
holy disciples and the apostles, saying, take it away of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is true.
هكذا أيضا الكأس بعد العشاء مزج من خمر وماء وشكرا وبركة وقد وأعطاها أيضا لتلاميذ القديسين ورسل طهار قائلا خذوا اشربوا منه كلكم لأن هذا هو دمي دمي الذي العهد الجديد الذي يسفك عنكم وعن كثيرين يعطى لمغفرة الخطايا هذا اصنعه لذكري
هذا هو أيضا بالحقيقة آمين
Every time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. فيما نحن أيضا نصنع ذكرى آلامي المقدسة وقيامتي من الأموات وصعودي للسماوات وجلوس عن يمينك أيها الآب وظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
نسبحك نباركك نخدمك يا رب ونسجد
precious blood of the new covenant.
Again I believe.
Given for the remission of sin, eternal love for those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
نعم نسألك أيها المسيح إلهنا ثبت أساس الكنيسة. The single harness of love may take root in us. لأن مبر الإيمان سهل لنا طريق التقوى. The shepherds control and those whom they shepherd comfort.
Lord have mercy.
أعطي بهاء للإكليروس نسكا للرهبان والراهبات.
يا رب ارحم.
Purity to those in virginity, a virtuous life to those in wedlock.
Lord have mercy.
رحمة للتائبين صلاحا للأغنياء.
يا رب ارحم.
Meekness to the pious, help to the poor.
Lord have mercy.
الشيوخ قوهم والذين في الحداثة يا رب أدبهم.
يا رب ارحم.
The unbelievers restore, let the schemes of the church come to an end.
Lord have mercy.
ارفع عن العالم الوباء واجعل أبواب الكنيسة مفتوحة.
يا رب ارحم.
Strive the vanity of the heretics and count us all in the unity of the righteousness.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
May God always remember to partake of your holy and to perfection of our souls, our body, and one spirit. Let me become one body, one spirit, may we have a share and inheritance with all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Favor the perfect lead of the Holy Apostolic and Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired to yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her foremost. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Baba Ambatawadro, the second and his partner, our Father and the Bishop, Ambabulos.
Pray for Archpriest Pope Babatawaj II, Pope Patriarch and Archpriest of the great city of Alexandria, and his partner in the Apostolic Liturgy, our Father, the Bishop of Abulos, and for all our Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who are identifying the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, Lord, the Orthodox Hegemon, priest and deacons.
The Hegemons, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة كل شعبك المؤمن اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما آن
ارحمنا يا الله الأبد بتاء القرآن.
Remember, Lord, the safety of these peace which is yours in every place and every monastery for our Orthodox fathers.
For the salvation of the world in the city of ours and all cities, your six islands and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell, fearing God, faith, graciously accord the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the sea, the herbs, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Pray for the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising, the waters of the river, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection, peace without harm, and have compassion on his creation which his hands have made, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Bring them to their mission according to your grace, give joy to the face of the earth. May its fruit be abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life. Manage our life as deemed fit. Let the crown of thine with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, and the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. اصنع معنا حسب صلاحك يا معطيا طعما لكل ذي جسد املا قلوبنا فرحا ونعيما لكي نحن ايضا اذ يكون لنا الكفى في كل شيء كل حين نزداد في كل عمل صالح. Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto these gifts, those on whom they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Gifts, our sacrifices, and those who brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
This, O Lord, a command of your only begotten Son, and we share commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyrs, the Confessors, and all the Spirit of the Righteous consummated in the faith, most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John of the Baptist, the martyr, the Stephen, our deacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, the martyr, evangelist, the apostle, the martyr, the patriarch, and Severus, our teacher, discourse, Saint Ignatius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Legend, the Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Nicene Nicaea, the 158 Constantine, the 200 Ephesians, our righteous Father, the great Abantoni, the righteous Father of Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all the children, the cross bearers, our Father of John the Higman, our righteous Father of Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. وابن بابول الطموح وحسقيا التلميذ وسيدين الابوين القديسين الروميين ماكسيموس ودوماديوس وانتسع والاربعين شيوخ شهيد والقاوي القديس أنبا موسى ويحنس كاملقس وابن أنبا دانيال الكموس وابن أنبا إيسيزوروس القس وابن أنبا بخوم أب الشركة وتدروس تلميذه وابن أنبا شنود رئيس المتوحدين وابن أنبا ويصا تلميذه وابن أنبا تكلاهي منوت وابن أنبا إبراهام أسقف الفيوم والجيزة وابن البطريرك البابا كيرلس السادس والأرشزياكون حبيب جيرجس and all the choir of your saints, through whose prince application and mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory to Lord, have mercy.
those, O Lord, and everyone whose names we have mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our mind, and those who have fallen asleep and reposed in the faith of Christ, graciously, O Lord, remember the souls of your servants, مثلث الرحمات الأنباء مكاري وأيضا من طغمة العلمانيين عيدة تدروس ميلاد هاني فكي عشام ممتاز جوارجي أريان تفضل يا ربنا نفسهم جميعا في أحضان بالقديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع خضرة على ماء الراحة في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي يربى منه الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسين
يا رب ارحم
taken repose them in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it shall be, it is from generation to generation and unto all the ages of the ages. Amen.
Wahdina ya Rabb ila ملكوتك لكي بهذا كما أيضا في كل شيء يتمجد ويتبارك ويرتفع اسمك العظيم القدوس في كل شيء كريم ومبارك مع يسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب والروح القدوس Let us give thanks to God, the Father, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. For he also has made us worthy enough to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery. الجسد المقدد
نسجد لجسدك المقدد
والدم الكريم
ولدمك الكريم
اللذان لمسيح ضابط الكل الرب إلى هنا
صلوا
يا رب ارحم
رني بانسي
كتب نبماتي سو
the Lord our God, the Green, the Eternal One, rest in glory, keeping His covenant and His mercy to those who love Him with all their heart, who has given to our redemption from sin through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the life of every one.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
الملتجين إليه يا رجاء الذين يصرخون نحوه الذي يقف أمامه ألوف ألوف وربوات ربوات الملائكة ورؤساء الملائكة المقدسين الشاروبين والسيرافيم وكل الجمع غير المحصى الذي للقوات السمائية these gates which are set forth through the coming down upon them of your Holy Spirit, you have purified them. Purify us also, our Master, from our sins, the hidden and manifest and every thought which is not pleasing to your goodness. O God, the lover of mankind, made before from us.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
Purify our bodies, purify our spirits, purify our hearts, purify our eyes, purify our understanding, purify our thoughts, and purify our consciences, so that with a pure heart and enlightened soul, an unashamed face, a faith unfeigned, a perfect love, and a firm hope we may dare with boldness without fear to pray to you, O God, the Holy Father who are in heaven, and sing our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In Christ Jesus our Lord.
Das kephalas imon to kireo eklena.
For you, Lord,
let us attend in the fear of God. Amen.
Remember all our congregations, bless them.
Save them in merely spirit in the fear of God, let us attend.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
The whole Son of God, sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is your Holy Son, one is your Holy Spirit.
سعد مقدسون ودم كريم حقيقي ليسوع المسيح ابن إلهنا آمين ده holy honor body and the true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
Be Amen, amen, amen. I believe, and confess to the Lord, bread, life-giving, flesh, that your only begotten Son, Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary. He made one divinity without meal, without confusion, and without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wound, on the cross of his own will for us all. Truly, I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment, nor a twinkling of an eye, given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that it is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and offer all questions who have said to us concerning them. Remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace of the love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord have mercy.
Salve Lord, is
exalted aeon nemo, o kithara is moerof, chenahan kekem kem nema, an choros is moerof, chenahan kem nemo,
سبحوا الله في جميع قدسيسه سبحوا في جلد قوته سبحوا على ما قدرته سبحوا ككثرة عظمته سبحوا مبارك لاتي باسم الرب. This is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Mubarak lati bismi rab. سبحوا بصوت البوق سبحوا بالمزمار والقيثار سبحوا بالدفوف والصفوف سبحوا بالأوتار والأرغام سبحوا بسنوج حسنة الصوت سبحوا بسنوج التهليل كل نسمة فلتسبح اسم رب إلهنا الليلويا أذوق سابت ريك أيوك أجيبن إماتي كني كأين كأستاسي أنا أستاني أنو أن آمين الليلويا الليلويا دوكساسي أو ثيوس إيمون الليلويا أبي أو فابنو تيبي الليلويا بخريستوس بشيريم ابنوتي صوت ام ايرونو ناينا آه 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 آه
Oh.
Mariemo nanem bico e volente enen novi. Amen. Alleluia. Doxa patrice. Eio che agiob nevmo tiken inca inke stos eonas ton eonun amin ten oshe volengo emos de open choice Jesus be Christo zmoni re entedve zmoni maume me fiaro zmoni sitin ennese mare beknain entekirin o in softem pekle o sotiem mono o noinon Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie evlogison, amin ez moiro, ez moiro, stime tania koni evol kombi esmo.
Oron da tiri ne moina ne tikirini simne na ne tikirini koni novi na ne voci sokte dikom ne bezmovia mašani, amin. May your word of the breathing, Lord Father, art in heaven.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not temptation, but us in evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen.
The love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. And go in the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. There is two plates here. So this group go to this way and take the barca from this plate. And this group, please go to this way and take the barca from this plate and go outside from this door. God willing, we will start the revival of St. Mary. We will announce that on the website, and also maybe we'll start the revival of St. Mary the second week of the fast of St. Mary.